Is there some sort of sports story today about footballs or something? Ay, ay, ay. Today, the agent for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady called the NFL report that found the team likely used easier-to-handle deflated footballs during a playoff game flawed and terribly disappointing. Patriots fans are calling it Framegate. We was framed. But there are those damning emails between workers charged with getting the balls game ready. One guy called himself the deflator. What does all of this mean in the big picture? And what is the big picture? Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, start there. What is the big picture here?
I think this report, the Wells report, does show, not beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it's a little bit couched in legalese, but it very strongly indicates that the Patriots cheated and then the Patriots lied. And you know what? That's a serious thing. Mm-hmm. Although, as I think about it, and I think about the people who hate the Patriots and want Tom Brady to be suspended for many games, is that a little bit of an Inspector Javert view of the world? Mm-hmm. Is this Jean Valjean stealing a loaf of bread? I think it's more serious than that. But maybe you should ask yourself, let's say if this was week four and Blake Bortles of the Jacksonville Jaguars was shown to have deflated balls, would there be this hue and cry? And then on the third, or maybe I'm up to the fourth hand, I have more hands than the Patriots have defensive backs, you could say, you know, there is a precedent for a very high-profile person to break the law or transgress, and maybe a prosecutor brings extra strict penalties on that person. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Patriots will be punished pretty severely for this.
We'll stay with, you know, as you say, Tom Brady is one of the biggest, perhaps, figure in the sport, the golden boy. He said that he didn't know anything about this. I have a process I go through, and I didn't know. And some of these emails indicate he might have known. You say, you know, people are saying he should be benched. Some are saying for 6 months. That has huge consequences for the team. What do you think?
Of course. And, you know, the very first game is this Super Bowl rematch. The schedule's already out. He's a huge star. It would have a big impact on the game. I don't know if that's an overreaction. I don't exactly know what justice would be. I do know how Roger Goodell thinks, and he's the commissioner of the NFL. He's a hanging judge. He's the iron fist. He does not like to be lied to. And I think he's going to take this report with its conclusion that Tom Brady was likely generally aware, and he is going to say, I believe this report, and it gives him an opportunity to mete out punishment that's unlike the ones he had to deal with in the Ray Rice case or the Adrian Peterson case. It doesn't involve life and death. It doesn't involve a beaten woman, an abused child. It involves deflated footballs. So maybe he'll relish the opportunity to show he's tough on just a football-related matter that no one feels, you know, a societal depression over.
Yeah. Well, so there are those text messages, I think I said emails, with workers and at least Tom Brady. But then there's, I mean, people, it's serious, but people are having fun with it. My favorite tweet, there's a house with, you know, those ornaments that you have in the holidays and they slowly deflate like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
There's
so
one.
By about now.
There's one with like 10 of them all deflated and lying on the ground. And it says the scene outside Coach Bill Belichick's house. I mean, there is some fun with it as well. But as you say, serious. Mike Pesca, here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. We'll see how this story plays out. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.